93.9 FM at WTBX. Hey, it's Sean the Kid Mull. Now, every single Friday, I like to discover new music and share that with you. And let's take it back here, just a quick little story time. It was, it feels like maybe a couple of months ago, Otis, he works here on WTBX. He texted me one day saying that you should go check out these guys. They're called the Astronomers. I think that you would like them. And so then I did. And at that point, they were putting out their song, Bad Type. And I loved it. I played it on the air here on WTBX, and then I've actually put it into rotation as well. That weekend, I'll never forget it, I then went home and then just completely binged, listened to their entire discography, and I just loved everything that I heard. As time went on, I got a chance to talk with Gabe Herring, their manager. Shout out to Gabe. He got a chance to set up an interview with them. So on the phone right now, on a conference call, we have Ben Baker and Michael Stensland from The Astronomers. Ben and Michael, how's it going?
Good.
How's it going? Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. You guys have some incredible music, and I just wanted to kind of dive in real fast. How did you guys get started with music? Just go all the way back to the sixth grade with jazz band?
So we met in jazz band, and then we became good friends. And then in high school, we started a cover band. We did that for a few years while that was going on. I started getting into music production and had this little solo project called DJ Baker. I released copyright-free instrumentals on YouTube. And then when we got to college, I was still doing the music production thing, but I was getting really bored of making music by myself. So I ended up calling Michael in February of 2019 and said, we should make this a duo. You can write the songs and I'll produce them. And we just stuck with it, and here we are.
It's an incredible combination that you both provide. And did it all kind of come together? Because you made a song under DJ Baker called The Astronomers. That was like, was that the moment when like The Astronomers were born?
The whole channel was like space themed. So I just thought The Astronomers sounded cool. And then when I thought of making it a duo, I'm like, oh, we'll just call it The Astronomers. Just, I thought it sounded cool.
No, I dig it. I dig it a lot, actually. Now, one really cool thing that you guys have already done some collaborations with other artists, but as I was kind of listening through your entire discography, I was trying to figure out what are some artists that I could see you two vibing with really well. And I was just curious, do you guys have anyone that you would love to just collab with right now?
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about potential collaborators. It makes it interesting to release songs with other people because you get to take a dive into their creative process and how they go about making songs. Some dream collaborators, we're obviously big fans of AJR and Quinn92, some of these pop indie artists. Some of those people would be great.
On your bio, yeah, you're talking about how you have the punchy vocals of Quinn92. And when I was listening to your songs, I was like, that was the first name that came up, AJR as well, but then also Lawrence. And I was going to mention that, like, you guys should collab with Lawrence. And then I saw you already covered False Alarms.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So Lawrence was a band that Ben and I found, man, a couple months back. And we instantly fell in love with their just funky, jazzy pop vibe that they had. And when we listened to their songs, we fell in love with that, and we covered their song False Alarms. We actually entered one of their contests to be one of their openers. It didn't really pan out the way we wanted it to, but it was a lot of fun. And yeah, that's a group that would be a lot of fun to work with down the line.
Yeah, maybe not now, but hey, coming up soon. As you keep growing, you keep adding chapters into this whole Astronomers novel. Like, you're currently on chapter 3, is it? That's like your third album kind of deal?
Yeah, yep.
So can you talk to me about that? Because I think, is Bad Type included in that?
Yeah, that's actually, calling it a novel is really cool way of saying it. Ben and I, right from the get-go, wanted to do something that was creative and call our pieces of work chapters. Because essentially, when you make music, it is an art form at heart. So like, every time you make new music or, say, a chapter of music, it's going to sound different than the previous chapter. So I think by calling it chapters, it's like you're reading this chapter right now of where you're at, say, in your life. And then you're done with that. You put it out. You start another one. Say, like, for us, it's like moving out of our dorm room into our first house. Like, that in itself is a chapter. And, you know, the music we were making kind of changed with doing that. So I think by calling them chapters was a cool, creative way for us to kind of describe the difference in sound and art you know, evolving, essentially.
I absolutely love it. And I was wondering, would you guys ever get into print media, like actual novels, whether it's like graphic novels or, you know, anything along that lines?
That'd be a really cool idea. Anything, any like physical product right now is tough for us just because we're not huge. And whenever we, you know, buy physical products, we have to have like minimum orders.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have, a lot of times we'd have to like buy in bulk. So it's a risk for us to buy, you know, anything physical right now, like CDs or vinyl or anything like that. Even merch, we try to really get it down to the exact order when we order. But yeah, anything like that down the road, we're definitely interested in doing for sure.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. I already told Gabe, as soon as you guys come out with vinyl, hit me up. I want to be the first one to buy. Guaranteed.
Let's go.
That's right. That's honestly great.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I could visualize that just being a really cool piece that you guys could really incorporate into like the print medium as well. But you guys do a thing that I think is really awesome as well. It's on your YouTube page. It's your Studio Sunday series. How did that start?
Ben and I are very big fans of side content when it comes to musicians. So what that means is musicians who essentially release content that isn't just about their music, not just songs, say on Spotify, whatever. So we really love watching bands go in depth to the creation and the making of their songs and just honestly hanging out in the studio. And that's essentially what that series is about, is us just hanging out in the studio and showing people a behind the scenes look at what it takes to make an Astronomer song or how we go about doing that. So, yeah, it's a cool series. We love doing them.
It feels like I am there with you when you guys are doing that, because you really go behind the scenes, and then you get down into like the music nerd side of things. You know, we're talking about plugins and what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by that. That was so cool to watch.
I'm so happy to hear that, because like I used to be inspired when I like would watch those videos of like I Like Me Better, making of I Like Me Better by Love, like watching that one, or just watching really any big song and like the behind the scenes creation of it. I was so inspired back then, and it's cool to hear that, you know, people really like watching what we do now in the studio.
Oh yeah, I think you guys have something there for sure. Keep that going, please, because it's a really interesting thing to watch. It's the Studio Sunday series on the Astronomer's YouTube page, and by the looks of it, you guys have a ton of songs that are planned for the future, you know, like of Love, Lost and Found, You Suck, maybe that, even that Gale ABCDEFU Astronomers remix, is that ever going to drop?
That'd be funny. That was just a fluke of the moment thing that we decided to record. I don't even know, Ben, how we would go about that, but
I don't either. Hey, if we could make it happen, we would do it.
We should. It was fire. Seriously, you have some great songs that I have just got a little taste of with this whole Studio Sunday series. Now, are those songs, like the ones that I specifically mentioned, are they going to be a part of potentially Chapter 3 upcoming EPs, LPs, or is that even further down the road?
Yeah, I think everything we're making now, we intend to put out with the next body of work. And we're starting to really bulk up on songs, so it'll be interesting to see down the line what we choose to do with the project, whether we make it longer, shorter, break them into two. Really, it's kind of up in the air right now, and that keeps it exciting for us, I think.
Okay. Now, obviously, this is a no-pressure question. I know that you guys can't talk about dates probably too much, but is there a release date for a new album, a Chapter 3?
Right now, there's no release date, but we do kind of have an idea of when we want to drop it. Kind of like early summer is what we're thinking right now, but that, you know, it always changes.
Okay, I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm personally intrigued. I just wanted to ask that question to see if I can get anything out of you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now, there is a new song that I'm hoping, fingers crossed, is going to be considered on Chapter 3, and it's dropping today. It's called Hotel Rooms. And
yes.
I'll be playing it here in just a second. And can you talk to me about that song? Like, what's the story behind it?
It's so funny. Ben and I can agree with this. Is Hotel Rooms was one of those songs that we made not thinking we would do anything with it, because it is more towards our EDM roots. We started off with our project making more dance music, and it's a little bit going back towards that. So we weren't really sure. We made it intent of not putting it out. But back in September, we decided to play the song live at a show at UW-Madison. And the reaction was like something we've never seen before. People were going insane to it. Everyone was jumping, and no one knew the song. And so that was, I think, a sign for us to keep going with it and try to finish this one so we can put it out for everyone.
And I'm so glad that you did, because the words that I used to Gabe when he sent it to me was, I got goosebumps. I genuinely did. Oh. I really loved it.
That's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah, now just curious, how long did it take you to kind of put that whole thing together?
Michael, I think we started, did we start that one in July or August?
I think we started beginning of August on that song.
Yeah, so we made the demo in like probably an hour and a half, and then we just kind of sat on it for a while, and then we built it out, kind of just expanded the song right before our show in September. And then after seeing the reaction, we're like, okay, we really got to sit down and like finish this one and figure it out. It took like from like August through January, but the demo, the bones of the song took 90 minutes.
Is it based on any kind of personal experience? You don't have to go into the whole details about it, but was it or no?
No. Yeah. I mean, so the song is about being on tour. And that's obviously something that we're really trying to plan out and do at some point. And that's our big goal right now. So this song is very fitting to kind of wishful think that. And so it's about leaving that person that you care about so dearly behind, because you have to go on tour. So it's this bittersweet feeling, because you love playing music for people and being on tour, but also you love this person that you have to leave behind. And it's kind of like, oh man, it's such a good tough situation to be in. But that's why the song has that incredible melancholy, sad but happy feel to it the whole time, because you're fighting these emotions, but in the end of the day, it's really a good thing. The way I say it is separation, it makes the heart grow fonder, and that's what you're trying to hear in the song.
Amen to that. I don't want to tease anyone any longer. I would like to hear it. Ben Baker, Michael Stensland, The Astronomers, thank you so much for taking the time to do the phone interview today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Hey, what's up? I'm Ben.
And I'm Michael.
And we're The Astronomers.
And you're listening to our new song, Hotel Room, on 93.9 FM WTBX.